Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Start clean with Clorox because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. I'm Becca Tobin here with Kelty Knight and Jack Vanek. If you guys enjoyed last week's Quickie, where you got to know all about me and all of my inner thoughts and feelings and hopes and dreams, guess whose turn it is?
Jacqueline
Patrice.
It is your day. Patrice.
That's my agent's
Jacqueline
last name.
Patrice.
But before that, don't skip over the most important part.
Okay, God.
What's the quote
I thought maybe
today?
I'd not have an inspirational quote in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not want an inspirational
no,
quote?
No, give me one.
Better
Ooh,
be
good.
This LaCroix cherry is so good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever...
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to stop being scared and go for it. Either it will work or it won't. That's life.
I can get behind that.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I felt like that was the most basic, lame quote of all time.
But it's like, but those are the ones that are the best. Because it's not some like head up in the clouds bullshitty inspirational quote. It's one that you can actually apply to your life.
It's true. I was actually thinking today while I was driving in the car
that don't you love my inspirational quotes?
No, that I've had so many moments in my life where I've wanted to do something. Like, I have an idea and I want to act on it. And I just don't have the ability to do that. But Kelty deciding to start this podcast, like, if it was not for your insanity, like, there's no way this would have lived. It probably wouldn't have seen the light of day if one day by myself I was like, I want to start a podcast.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, it's not the problem, but that's what sucks about life is so many people have so many ideas all the time.
It's hard to act on them.
And then it's so hard to act on them, whether you don't have the resources or you don't have the tenacity. Or you're scared. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are like, I've always wanted to start a podcast. And then, you know.
I think a lot of people want everything to be perfect before they start.
Yes.
They
want
it to, and we just kind of started. We're sure. Like, Jack made this janky ass logo. Like, let's go. Let's do
me.
It. No, I loved it. It's
you
beautiful.
Still use it.
I know. I love it.
It's this.
It
is.
I love it. It's so beautiful.
Thanks. It's
okay.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, it's time to get to know Jacqueline.
The Lady Gang.
Oh, I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God,
so,
I'm nervous.
Becca, you'll go first,
yes.
Then me, then Jack.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready? We're ready. We're already rolling. Okay. Jacqueline Patience.
Pateras.
Oh, my
Pateras.
God. Oh, Pateras. Yeah. It's easy.
Okay.
It's not that easy. Let's be
it's not really that easy
yeah, it's
at
really
all.
Not a name anybody knows.
What is something Jacqueline says all the time?
Ugh, this is hard.
That is
Do
a
you
hard
know?
Answer. Or main question.
Yeah. I mean, I know all of them.
What?
Yeah, because
what
you've looked at these
say?
Questions before.
Not really.
Well, what is your answer?
She goes, Well, okay. So first of all, the thing that Jack does, which people need to know, is that Jack is like a fact finder. Like, you can't just vaguely tell anything. Like, Jack, no matter what story she's telling or if I'm telling a story or whatever, she'll be like, oh, yeah, when we were in New York at 1975 Broadway, and I'll be like, oh, remember when I talked about my dance career? And you'll be like, yes, I've talked about this 7.4 times on the podcast before.
I don't know like, why Jack, I remember things about this podcast.
Yeah, she'll be like, we've talked about this on episode 46. With Spencer Pratt at the 14:11 mark. Like, you're really intense about your factoids.
And the thing is, I don't even listen to the podcast. I just remember it from when we record somehow, some way, and I have a terrible memory.
That is weird.
I must just care so much.
I think you're like, you have, I don't know, you say, okay, so I don't know.
I don't know. This is hard for
That's
me.
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
It is. Do you have
Is there
one?
Something?
Aperol Spritz.
Is there something that you say a lot?
Like, is that supposed to be like a phrase that somebody says?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not that I can think of. I start every single Instagram
story. Other than like, I was on this date with this guy.
That's something I don't want to say.
Yeah.
That's sure. Just the sad reality of my life.
Yeah. Okay. What makes Jack happy?
Day drinking.
Absolutely.
And her parents.
Yeah, her parents. It's like a surprising one. Well, I mean, like,
not because they're not great, but
yeah,
because like,
it's like nobody
most...
loves her parents that much. It seems like aggressive. I think Jack loves a adventure, party. She loves a crop top. How did we not say? How did you not say crop top? She loves a crop top.
We're talking about what makes her happy.
Crop tops make her happy.
Crop tops do make me happy.
Yeah, that's what I think. Crop tops and adventures.
Squishy face dogs.
Yeah,
I think I have a lot of very
tall men.
I have a lot of very distinct loves in my
me
life.
Too.
But I think what makes me the happiest is actually like taking advantage of my day and like doing something I've never done before and doing something interesting.
Okay. How old is Jacqueline?
30.
Nope.
31?
Yeah.
When did you turn 31?
I don't remember
in
you
May.
Turning 31.
Oh. Yeah, bitches.
In my mind, you're always 30.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
I'm not 30s. I'm just 30.
Yeah, just 30.
How tall is Jacqueline?
5'8", bitch.
No,
5'7". Sorry, 5'7". 5'7".
I think she is...
Bitch.
5'7" or 5'8" with the same inseam as Carly Kloss because your legs are so long. It's
they
so
really
annoying.
Aren't.
They are.
They are?
Yeah, we told you.
Well, she also wears a lot of short tops and long pants.
I
like a high-waisted.
Yeah, it makes your legs look long.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely has long legs.
Yeah, you have long legs.
Thanks, guys.
And a tiny little vagina, I think, because vagina is never hanging down to, like, distract from that inseam.
Not every vagina is going to be the shape of yours.
I know.
They're all beautiful and they're all different.
Yeah. What is Jack's favorite thing to do?
Day drink.
Watch crime stories.
Or travel.
Yeah. Travel, watch true crime documentaries. Oh, watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, smoke pot to go to sleep, day drink.
On the beach, on a rooftop.
In a bathing suit.
In a bikini.
Oh, God.
No, you know, like, I don't need to be in a bikini. I just happen to
be
because
it's
the
summer. It can be a one-piece with, like, a whole bunch of cutouts,
it's true.
Becca.
It's true, it's true.
You guys, were you proud of me for not wearing a really skimpy bathing suit for our Ladybox pictures when we took them?
No, we told you you had specific instructions.
We told you
to wear one piece.
Elena said a black one piece.
I could have made it way worse.
You should have.
I was not on brand.
What does Jack do when she's not with the lady gang?
I'm just laughing because every answer is literally like drink.
The thing is, I don't really drink that much.
Like on the weekends.
I drink on the weekends, but it's like I'm not going to post an Instagram.
That's such bad news. I just farted. I'm so sorry.
Oh, and it's so hot.
And
here.
Your dog just licked off my LaCroix can.
Oh,
I think I can still
like
drink
a lot
that.
Of stinky
you guys,
things
I'm
going
so
on
gassy this week. Continue.
What was?
No, but like I'm not going to post a picture of me just sitting on my couch watching The Bachelor for 5 hours.
But I don't think you're someone who really enjoys being home alone for several hours. You like an activity.
Yeah.
You like to be social.
I just don't. I'm not a homebody, like, whatsoever.
Yeah.
I feel very...
depressed at home?
Kind of. And not depressed, but I get very anxious when I'm home alone for, like, a long time. And I'm cooped up. I get cabin fever. But that's also because I've always worked for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always worked from home. So I like to get out of my house, like, as much as possible.
Sense.
When Jacqueline becomes famous, what will she be famous for?
You mean...
What's my side hustle?
Your side hustle?
Yeah.
God, I know this one.
What is it?
Jack is going to be the Lady Gang member that gets paid, like Spencer Pratt back in the Hills Day, to like
to
go
DJ
to
a party.
Every
That's my nightmare.
Every day beach...
Event.
Like at like... The beach club, Encore, whatever it's called in Vegas. Like
that
Jack's
is also
gonna
get, my nightmare.
I was just going to say, Jack's like, paid host. To host parties in Vegas.
Yeah. Like Jack, the day parties. When she's famous, it's going to be like, come to Tryst tonight with Jack Vanek from the Lady Gang. And, like, Jack will show up at 1
right
in the
now.
Morning in a crop top,
sequin
crosstop.
1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you're
going
to watch
not.
True crime to like, midnight. You'll get
no
together.
Way.
You throw your lash on. And you're going to walk in. And you're going to drink, like, 4 Aperol Spritz and have one of those, like, sparkler things. And they're going to bring out a cake that says, like, happy birthday, Jack, but it's not your birthday. And honestly, if we get rich enough and famous enough, it'll be like when it's a Kardashian's birthday and they go to those things and then they just bring out the giant cutout heads of all the other Kardashians. Have you seen that? And like
no.
The waiters walk up. So like it's Kim's birthday, but no, none of the other Kardashians are there. They'll bring out a Kylie face, a Kendall face,
that's amazing.
A Kourtney face. So it'll be like your birthday or your just party and they'll just bring out like a Becca and a Kelty face.
That
so you
sounds
can be
awesome.
Together.
I would like to bring out a Jack face because that actually sounds like my nightmare. They would have to pay me so much money to do that.
Yeah, they will.
Like
they do.
They do. They're going to pay you like 10 grand for the night.
That's okay, I would like, do that for 10 grand.
Yeah, exactly. And
you're
that's
lowballing
even,
her a lot. You're
make
really
like
lowballing
$100,000 doing that. People
yeah.
make a million.
But that is, but that's
you would
not
do it
what
for
I
10,
would let.
What's
I,
the
I would
minimum
a,
you would do it? 5? They fly you to Vegas on the private jet. You show
oh,
up.
Oh, hell yeah.
They give you a room and you just have to show up at the party one night. How much are you doing?
Yeah,
for?
I'd do that. But I hate, but
what's
here's the
lowest?
What's the lowest, Becca?
5,000?
I mean.
I know you. I think you would do it for free.
I would not do it for free.
No, she wouldn't do
I
it.
Hate staying up late. I hate clubs.
She would do it for 5 grand. I wouldn't let her, but
yeah.
she would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that, like, that whole situation, I hate yeah. I hate a Vegas party. Like, that is all my nightmare.
Jack, we were literally in Vegas, like, 4 or 5 weeks
because
ago.
Because
I was
only
like, what are you doing? And you're like, I'm at the day party with Kygo. And then I saw your Instagram, and you were day drinking at a beach party
because Kygo is the only person that I care about. I
okay.
hate all other DJs.
All these loopholes, all these exceptions. You couldn't get me out of my house for a DJ. There's not one DJ.
There's not one DJ other than Kygo you
okay.
can get me out of the house.
I don't have an exception.
I am so over my days of like I'm going to wear a bathing suit and a heeled shoe.
I never wore a heeled shoe.
Did you wear a platform?
Suit. No.
Did you wear an espadrille?
An espadrille? I don't own an espadrille because they're weird.
What shoe did you wear?
Can we move on? A sandal.
Like a flat sandal or a sandal with a tiny heel?
A bathing suit and a heeled anything is so aggressive.
I know.
It is not for me.
Okay.
I have boundaries, okay?
I guess so.
She has standards.
I do.
She won't wear a heel, but she'll do it for nothing.
And I'll only go to Kygo. Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What makes you proud of Jack?
That she is, I mean, she has some, there's a little trepidation, but she's like diving into entertainment and like
yeah.
never had any desire to be in it.
No.
And yeah. I'm really proud of her for just saying yes.
For sure.
Because it's a nasty place.
It's a nasty place. For me, it's the same thing, but a little different. Like, I don't know, Becca, when you started on Glee, did you have like a hard time accepting that your face was on television and your talent was on television? Like, did you get people mean to you? Like, mean notes and stuff?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I feel like it still bothers me when I get, like, a mean tweet about, like, your dress is so ugly. Or, like, how dare you say that about Britney Spears? Like, and I still take it personally. And I've been on TV now for almost, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, and it still bothers
it's
me.
It's going to be.
When people comment on my horse face
but
or whatever.
Here's the thing. That doesn't. I don't care about, like, haters. And because I've put myself, like, out in the public eye
it's
since
true.
I was, like, 15 years
yeah.
old. And I probably got worse comments when I was 15, like,
yeah.
blogging online than
yeah.
we any of us will get now. Like, people, especially in that little music scene, were so vicious.
Right.
I'm used to that. I just have a problem with myself
watching yourself
and watching and looking at videos of myself. Like, I mean, I'll
you
be
just can't. I didn't watch.
I can't. Like, I cannot see. I like I told both of you, like, I was going to see your media coach and she filmed me because I'm trying very hard to like be
I'm
the
so
best version
of
myself for the show and I am practicing a lot. And she filmed me and I was so rewatching the video to like see how I was and I immediately started bawling my eyes out because I cannot look at myself. I don't know what I look like. I have some issue with that. And it is very hard for me. So me being on a TV show and me having to watch myself in front of America is the absolute most terrifying thing for me to do.
Then don't watch it.
We're going to have to.
No,
I'm sure we're going to have some viewing parties and shit.
I mean, you'll watch like a couple and then it's over. Like,
no, but it's still, it's just like terrifying.
There's still two seasons of Glee I've yet to see.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. I never watched the finale.
Well, it's the same thing as, like, I don't listen to our podcast.
Yeah. I mean, if people actually, if there's somebody out there who really has found a way to watch themselves on TV and, like, love what they see, I don't know. I don't know who they are.
I would say out of 320 days of ET, because we don't air on Sunday, but every other day we air, and Insider, after, like, all these years, I've probably watched a segment of mine and been like, I'm bomb and I look perfect and I sound perfect and my reporting and everything is perfect, like, twice. It's like over 300 episodes a year. Like, it's just like,
it's
it doesn't
the
happen.
Shittiest thing in the world, because it's like, you look at anybody else and I think both of you guys are beautiful, and then all you do is look at yourself and pick apart, like, the littlest things. And
that's why you have to focus on the stuff like that you're sayings, like, focus on your sense of humor, right. Like, focus on mm-hmm. the smart things that come out of your mouth,
right.
Like the wittiness that is you, like, mm-hmm. it's like acting. You have to, like, watch and be like, oh, I'm not looking at my face, I'm actually just gonna watch my performance. And, like, Kelty, she's a journalist, like, we're not models, like, right. We shouldn't be judged, and we shouldn't judge ourselves on just how we look. Plain and simple.
That was, like, the nicest thing that I think you ever said to me when I was having, like, a meltdown about that. It's like, we're not going on this TV show to be, like, beautiful supermodels.
No.
Like, we're going on to build this community and to try to change the world a little bit in the way that we can mm-hmm. with our personalities. And it's has nothing to do with our looks. And I think that was, like, very accurate and kind.
At least you don't have a personality for Instagram. You know what
it's
I mean?
True.
Okay, what worse. Is Jack's favorite food?
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches, sushi, french fries, chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, that's never pretty seen much. You eat a cookie.
I eat a cookie almost every day.
Hate you. Okay. What is Jack's favorite place to be? Oh my God, I can't remember what it's called.
The bungalow?
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
Oh, that was my answer. That's my true answer. Bungalow.
Her favorite place?
No.
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You can't vote on somewhere where she's only been once.
Been there twice. No, but I...
she feels the best in Hawaii.
No, I feel like that's my place. But the beach, just in yeah. general. I feel like the beach is my happy place.
Okay. Do you think that we could live without Jack?
No.
What if this... For one of us, we're like, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It'd be okay.
Maybe. You can probably replace
yeah,
her.
Maybe.
It would be fine.
I mean, Lady Gang would not be Lady Gang.
Yeah.
Without so, him. No.
Okay, now it's time for the hard questions.
Oh, no.
Okay.
How does Jack annoy you?
She annoys me with how mean she is to herself. Oh. I really hate that she gets, like, so obsessive about how ugly her face is. And I quote, she says how ugly her... And she looks like a potato and all those stupid things she says about herself.
Yeah. Jack annoys me with her lack of timeliness and emails.
Oh.
Like, let's just put it this way. We have, like, 5 different Lady Gang text groups, thank God, because it is like sending an email into a deep, dark void.
Okay, but I'm not bad on the text. I am very prompt on the text.
The text you're on top of.
Sometimes emails slip by because I'm getting
like,
so many.
Like, have you sent in your insurance stuff for the show yet?
No.
Yeah. Are you for real?
Wait, insurance?
For E.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the health stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I sent in the health insurance.
Okay. So... I just want to, like, dig into you a little bit. So how do you, like, run your inbox? Like, do you look at it once a day? Do you look at it consistently throughout the day? Do you favorite things and, like, flag things? Do you?
Well, see, I'm either.
Like, how did you find the insurance email in your void of how many emails you have?
I think here's my problem is I have so many different things going on at once that it's very hard for me to take care of everything at once. So I I'm trying to do that time blocking thing.
Well, Lady Gang needs to be every day blocked.
But it is because most of our shit is done through text message. There's not many things that are that timely that are going through email that I miss.
Well, and also
I know when things are important. It's just.
Well, I do want to mention to you that most of the time when something's important, I tell you on text, hey, I'm going to send you this email. Make sure you look at it.
And
then
I do.
Look at it. Like the other day, where were we? And you're like, oh, I need to look up this email. And you were like, oh, I have 26,000 emails in my. How many do you have right now?
Well, that's just because that's built up over like years. And it's mostly, like, junk email.
But why don't you just delete that, Jack?
Because now there's like 20,000.
It takes a long time.
But why don't you just start and go through it and like start somewhere? Like you're just continuing.
Not everybody can operate like you, Kelsey.
No, I really don't operate like that.
Okay, question.
I'm like, I operate very like messy in a sense, but I get that's just how my mind is super creative. That's how, just how it works. It's all over the place.
Okay, then question. Sorry, I'm like, it's just fascinating to me. Do you go back through your photos? Like, okay, so say we're somewhere and we take a million pictures of you.
Do I go back and delete the ones that didn't?
Yes.
Absolutely not. I have like 70,000 photos on my phone.
Yeah, so the photos either. Are just sitting there.
Yeah.
Like, what
you
about?
You don't need to anymore because they just sit on the cloud now. You don't need the room.
I actually just ran out of space on my phone.
Did you?
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Apparently.
So, like, you don't go through and, like, edit them down to, like, the photos you actually want to go back and look at it one day?
No.
Like, no. All those tries at all of those bikini shots are sitting on your phone right now.
I should probably delete them just in case phone gets hacked one day.
That's so insane to me. Every time I'm on a plane, I go through my phone up until the last point and, like, only keep the highlight, like, pictures that I want. Like, if I took 7 selfies with someone,
how many pictures do you have on your phone total?
Let me look. Probably a lot. I mean, I have them since, like, 19-whatever year.
Yeah, I have like 70,000 photos on my phone.
Hold on. I have 34,000 photos.
Oh, so you have just almost as much as me. Half as much as me.
I guess. By the way, this is really cute. On the people tab, you know, it picks like the people in your photos.
Mine are just you guys too.
It is?
And my mom.
It's just you guys and Chris. That's so nice. Okay, last question for this round of Get to Know Jack. What is your favorite thing about Jacqueline?
Her sense of adventure.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to think of what the word would be for it. I mean, you did say like fearlessness with me last week, but I think that that's also very much Jack. Like to start a company at 19 and just like go full speed ahead.
Yeah. My favorite thing about you is that you like people are always like, oh my God, that person's such a tastemaker. But like most of them are just copying shit that other people have done.
Yeah.
And like you're someone where I will see you wear something so insane. And then like 6 months later, I'll see every person on Instagram, Urban Outfitters, like every, like I was literally like, why the f- is Jack wearing 1980s like swishy pant sport coat rain jackets zip up style
cropped windbreakers
and I was like
style.
I was like what is she wearing? Like I wore that to go skiing when I was like in fourth grade and I was like what the hell, and then all of a sudden every person I see, Rihanna whatever yeah. is wearing it, like sure. You really are one of those people
it's
that
so
like
cool.
marches to the beat of your own drum but also really are like a tastemaker.
Oh thank you.
I wish
an
I could
be influencer
you. You're such an influencer.
Oh my God, an actual influencer.
You really are. Okay, anyway, we got to know Jack. We do love you. Thanks for being part of Lady Gang.
No, thanks for having me. For the past 3 years.
We weren't here for a long time.
We're here for a good time.
For a good time.
Good time.
We're never going to get that.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking.
Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute.
No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.